Hello, Audio Boo listeners. All one word here. And we're back in my hometown of Hexham in Northumberland. Northumberland being the finest county in England. We arrived here about, I don't know, hour and a half ago or something. Children, suitably initially entertained by my father, who's great at winding them up. We weren't in the car that long, coming up from Sarah's mother's in Ripon. It's only just over an hour and a half with a stop for fuel at Team Valley. So if you're going up and down the A1, come off at Team Valley and use the Team Valley out next to the Metro Centre and use the petrol station at Sainsbury's for fuel. It's the cheapest around. Trust me, I know. It's well expensive in this town. So we're currently in the park that I used to use as a kid myself in Priestlands, which is middle of Hexham, really, in the grand scheme of things. There's been so much development here. Not only have they put a fence around the park itself, I don't know when they've done that, it looks quite old, but painted. But I see they've bulldozed over the allotments and put a housing estate on it. And the allotments are forming the upper half of this field. Are you coming off? Do you want to come off? Do you want to go on there on the slide? Do you want to go on here? Go on then. Go on. Okay, just paused you there. Oh, now I've got Harry on an adult or larger child's swing. He was on one of those swings that kind of they're kind of cradled in, you know, as they sit. Now he's on. So, you know, as I look at this, they're missing the climbing frame, and the climbing frame was a. It was in an arc, and it's at the tallest part of it. You know, the tallest part of the arc. It was about 2.5 meters high, and I used to remember that we used to dare each other to jump off it. And there's me as how old would I have been? 8 years old when we moved to this part of town. Incredible. But as I say, the top part of the playing field now, there's obviously where they've moved to the allotments to. Oh, here's Sarah. She's found us. Easy find? She texts me asking if I had the car keys on me. Tapped my pocket and yes, I had the car keys on me. Wish the sun would burn that cloud away. It's quite windy, really. See, I was just explaining to the audio booers here that those new houses there? Mm. That's where those allotments used to be. They were the allotments there. Mm. And they've knocked all of that down and moved the allotments here. Right then. So, Sarah has gone back with Jessica. Jessica's going to stay at home with Granda, and Sarah's going to pick up Grandma, and they're going to go drive down into town, and I've got Tamara and Harry, and we're walking through the Dean that's near my house. And I was just telling Jessica that we used to play in this Dean as kids, play armies, and you know, these days you would never let an 8-year-old out of your sight to come play down a place like this. Careful, off the edge. So, there's a man-made footpath, which is about 2 metres above a little beck that runs down into the town and eventually into the Tyne, eventually. And so, I was telling tomorrow that sometimes I used to walk home from school this way if it was dry enough, because I expect it'd be a bit muddy. I've seen more people on this flipping track today than I have in my entire life. keep on this side, look away from the edge. There's a lady walking a dog. It's a nice fluffy dog. Careful now. Yeah, give us your hand. Ooh, things. Hello. I think I'll take a quick picture actually. It's hard to think that, you know, really this is a strip of natural land. I suppose it's a natural formation that separates a private estate off to my right from a council estate that I was brought up in to my left. Sorry?
People try to build a bridge.
People try to what?
Build a bridge.
Build a bridge. No, they're well, what that is tomorrow is when it was in flood, it's brought all the sticks down, and as the water's slowly run away, run out, as it stopped flooding, then all the sticks have been deposited in these places. So no one's exactly trying to build a bridge, no. There's a bridge down here. It's quite funny that, I've only just really come to realise now at this age that all kinds of flipping drains run into this beck. I mean, not sewage, but it's just all kinds of SH1T of sorts that runs into this beck. I wonder what it's called. Let's have a look on a Google map. Google Maps better than Apple Maps for little bits of information like this. Careful now. What's anybody calling it? Anybody calling it anything? No. Nobody's calling it anything. Oh. Bizarre to think that I grew up here. It's a bit like what am I looking at? I know, well, I used to live here. It's a bit like Charles Dickens' Great Expectations whenever I come back home. People are quite simple, right? Well, I mean, it's a busy market town. It's the main town in the area. I'm sure Rucksack Rose will kind of agree. I don't know whether Rucksack Rose knows Hexham. Probably know, you probably know of it, Rose. Right, what's this then? Right, what have we got? What is this? Now, what we're looking at, two grates. Two huge metal grates that obviously stop the flow of sticks and other debris. I don't want you going down there from going down the river. And now, tomorrow, before they had that one there, Daddy used to play down there in that tunnel. The river is, or this beck is diverted through a man-made concrete tunnel, which is about, oh, how big's that tunnel? About 80 centimetres in diameter. Well, I don't want you going on the other side. Otherwise you may fall, you may die, we will be at a loss. Which is quite dangerous. Yeah, and the tunnel brings you out at, what's that school down there? St. Mary's Catholic School that we're at the back of now. And they've got their own. This just used to be wasteland in this bit here, but the school have obviously bought it and it's now a fenced off grassed area. About, what's that, 80 by 80 metres? There was nothing here before, it was just trees. We used to walk along this wall. We used to climb up onto this wall and use the branches from the trees to hold on to steady us. amazing. Right. Pause you there. It's a trip down memory lane. There, watch.
Send the jack to an Edwin, I'll square it up for you.
Let's see. So we're in the grounds of Hexham House. And this is Hexham House here tomorrow. And this is Bowling Green. People have played bowls here when I was his age. And one of the things tomorrow was when I was, you know, when I was your age, used to walk down from the Abbey and walk down towards the Seal Park, you know, the play park down there, and I used to watch the people playing bowls. And it was always old people playing bowls, but it's great skill in this game. Great skill. No, just behind. They've got to get the ball as close to the jack, which is the white ball, as possible.
Are you going to play when you get older? It's lovely.
Getting the length's a difficult bit, isn't it?
I do, huh? Oh, look at this gentleman. There's the jack there, look. Look what the ball twists around. One end of the ball is weighted, you see, so it pulls it round. And so we're in the backdrop of what we're looking at. We have Hexham Abbey, which is just 60, 70 metres away from us. Let's walk round. Harry? Engrossed. Ah, no. Now, here we go. Here we go. Watch this jump. Ready? Oh.
Me, the family, is dreadful.
Oh. At the last minute, it curls the most in. See, watch what happens here tomorrow. She's knocked the jack closer to, I don't know whether that's a partner in the game. There's three people playing in that game. It's such a tranquil game, bowls, isn't it? Lawn bowls. Come on, son. We're going around the corner to the park. It's okay. Do you want to hold Dad's hand? Come on. Good boy. Look, these sunflowers. See the sunflowers there? Sunflowers. And that's Hexham Abbey. Do you know what? We're not going to go down. We're going to keep going along and round. What time is it on the clock on Hexham Abbey?
4:15.
What?
2:15.
What's the shorthand pointing towards?
3:15.
Yeah, 3:15. And there's little hidden gems in our town. This is the old part tomorrow. All of this land here used to be owned by the monks. And this was all common ground. Where this big grass area is the Seal. And that's where the cattle trading used to happen. Can you see, Harry? Have you seen this water before? Yes, you have. We've just been walking along it, haven't we? That, you know where the water disappeared into the tunnel? It goes under the road and it comes out here. Yeah, well, it comes out further up in the other part of the park where the bandstand is. Up here, look. Up these steps. When Dad was a boy, they used to have a gate on here. Right, careful now. So we've come out. Give us your hand, son. We've come out, and this is the seal. This is the seal first school on our right now. And this is the park at the seal. S-E-L-E. I don't know where they get that word from. Must mean something. S-E-L-E. There, look, on the sign. S-E-A-L is the animal, isn't it? No, the mammal. So now we're at another park. Hexhamshire Ice Cream. Oh, I wish I had some pennies. Okay. Time for the kiddies to play. Right, we're in Tesco. What's the area called now?
Just Tesco.
It's just Tesco in Hexham. And this place used to be called Tyndale Park. And it was a department store of it was part of Rob's group, wasn't it? Rob Jopling's group it used to be part of. So you had Rob's, which was Hexham, Jopling's, which was Sunderland, and there was a third one, wasn't there? Yeah, there was.
Can't remember.
I remember having a Rob's card. Mm-hmm. It was three places.
Yeah.
And we're in Costa, because Costa are obviously taking over the world at the minute. Is it me or is it hot in here?
No, it's warm.
My God, I'm sweating.
It is.
And I was just telling Tamara there how I used to work in the garden centre when they had a garden centre attached to Tyndale Park. I'm bloody boiling.
It's not that hot, I don't think.
I'm flipping boiling. I think because we've been in Doris hasn't got any heating on, and all the windows are open, so it's nippy, but you get used to it.
Oh.
Also a money saving measure, I think.
True.
So yeah, that is about the average price. Look, maybe a little bit cheaper than average price.
It's the same at Marks and Spencer's, same price.
The same size brew?
Yeah.
Do you know her? Woman who served us?
No.
She's not from around here. That was a different twang. It was like Durham or Middlesbrough.
I don't know. I haven't seen her before. Oh. Your dad and I went over to Next to have a coffee in there.
Oh, have you got a Starbucks in there?
No, it's Costa.
Oh, Starbucks are in Next.
Not here, it's Costa.
Bizarre. In the south of England, Starbucks are in the Next shops. We went to one in Southampton. It's a proper established shop, and the coffee shop's about this big.
Oh, right. Uh-huh. It's not that big, but the staff isn't from around here either. And no, really useless. To say the least.
Oh yeah. I definitely don't really know any faces anymore. Fruit Shrewsbury biscuits. Do you like them? Is it nice?
Hard.
It is, isn't it? Mm. I saw those Viennese shortbread things, and they're a bit too full on buttery for my liking. I've never liked them. You used to buy them.
Did I?
Yep. But we need to work out what we're doing tomorrow. Mm-hmm. She wants to go to Holy Island. I don't want to do that tomorrow. We can do it on the way to Edinburgh.
You could, according to the tidal, the tide times.
They're in our favour. Sarah checked out the tides for the causeway. They're mid-morning, really. 10 o'clock. Hey, does Anthony Armstrong still live in the town? You know, and who did he... What the... Nelson. What's her name, Nelson, he married?
Nelson?
Nelson's daughter.
Oh, Carly.
Carly. And they've had two kids.
Mm-hmm.
Do they don't live in Hexham anymore?
Yeah, no, I'm not sure where they live, to tell you the truth, Richard.
Does he still own his dad's garage? Because he took over his dad's business, didn't he?
No, as I know, I don't really know. I think Peter's still there.
It's all that. All I talk about when I come back is...
Well, you do. What do you call a little... Ewan, you call a little boy.
Oh, friends of theirs on... Follow her on Instagram.
Oh,
she
right.
follows me on Instagram.
Right.
She does not look any different...
She doesn't.
She has not aged in 20 years.
No. She looks exactly
still,
the same.
Still the same little ginger freckled-faced thing.
Yeah, she is. Little girl's lovely, Ellie.
Yeah.
She's a bunny little thing.
I was just saying to Tamara before there that before she asked the question, what was I talking about, that it always feels like I'm reliving Charles Dickens' Great Expectations when I come home.
Eric used to do that.
But it's honestly, it's so bizarre that living down south is complete. Well, Wiltshire's actually a little bit different because it's a rural county. People go there generally to retire and,
right.
you know... at least as I've seen, you know, it's all back roads, there's a lot of elderly people. I mean, you've got big places like Swindon. Swindon's its own place, its own borough, but inside Wiltshire.
Oh, right.
But you come back here and the first thing that we've noticed is, apart from petrol, everything's cheaper.
Well, ask anybody in Hexham that and they would say
well,
no.
We were just talking about buns, buns conversation, having a bit of an offline conversation about buns.
Nice.
What are they called in different areas?
Mm.
And I was saying that they were white buns and then baps.
Mm.
Did you ever call them rolls?
No.
They were never rolls.
No, they were always buns to
uh-huh.
us.
Buns and stotties, but stotty was something different.
Stotty's northeastern anyway.
It was a big round thing that's fairly flat, quite stodgy, not thicker, like
cakes. They're baked in the bottom of the oven and they haven't got any raising agent in.
Oh, there you go, you see. I was telling everybody about this.
I don't know, I used to work in Greg's. We used to make them in the shop.
But people, you know, I speak to a lot of people on Audio Boo and... So, people call them baps and cobs.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people call them barm cakes or even tea cakes.
Barm cakes, that's what they call them in Yorkshire.
Yes.
Barm cakes.
And I've got a mate who lives in, or used to live in Blackpool, and they were barm cakes there.
Mm. No, but, I didn't know that. But I thought it was just
those,
in Yorkshire.
I think tea cakes, some people call them
tea.
No, tea cakes was a thicker thing.
Fruity.
Fruit cut in half, toasted.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. So we were talking about buns, weren't we? Did you get those audio boos about buns? Yes, you're nodding away. We've got no way at the minute of getting your audio boos onto the Nano, the new ones. Unless, of course, you go to bed with Mum or Dad's iPad. But then you run the risk of lying on it in the night. Woke Tamara up this morning with the cable for, because she goes to bed listening to a little iPod.
All right.
Well, Sarah's iPod.
Uh-huh.
I think bequeathed to Tamara. But it was wrapped around her arm and I was like, good job it's not your neck.
Yes.
But you don't usually have your headphones on, do you? Sarah and I had these little speakers that, you know, Mm-hmm. Probably twice the size of a golf ball.
Yeah, yeah.
Did I ever show you it?
Yes, I did.
Well, we bought tomorrow because they're dirt cheap. They're only like 13, 14, 15 quid.
They've been selling them in Aldi.
Lookalikes, they're not those ones.
No, no.
But they're the same principle.
Same thing.
I was at, well, they're half the price, only 6 or 7 quid, the ones in Aldi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so I was debating whether to, am I going to waste 6 or 7 quid on this item? Because if it is the same thing,
uh-huh.
then I'm going to spend 6 or 7 quid
uh-huh.
on her. But I don't know. We found on Amazon that they were, depending on the colour that you wanted, depending on the price, so the more radical colours, like a turquoise, because we had a turquoise type one, that was like 20 quid. Just
really?
For the just for a different colour, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so,
ridiculous.
We got a one, and so, and it was
white,
so.
It, black or red.
It was, yeah, but the white one was expensive. Well, it wasn't expensive. It was 17 quid or something. What's the point in spending a couple more quid on a different colour?
Exactly.
When she goes to sleep with
uh-huh,
it, you
uh-huh.
know. So anyway, yeah. We got her the little speaker instead of
the headphones.
Wearing the headphones at night because I was afraid of I choked myself
in
the night.
Yeah, yeah. When I was. When not long after I came out of the hospital, a lady from church brought me some audio books, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
for what? On tape?
Uh huh. Yeah.
On tape?
Yes.
Where do you play them?
Well, they had a little.
When you were in hospital?
No, when I came home.
Uh huh.
She got them from the library.
All right.
And. I used to go to bed and listen to these stories.
Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, I would wake up in the middle of the night.
Dreaming.
And it was finished.
All right.
No. Fall asleep listening to these books, so I gave up on the way. I could do with them now because I cannot see.
Put them on your iPad.
Yes, yes.
You can get them on it. The thing is, you. If you buy them as. Well, no, sorry. If you want them as audio books. Then you have to generally buy them. But you can... see, you don't plug your iPad into Dad's Mac, do you?
No.
Right.
No.
I've got... Do you listen to or read Bill Bryson?
No, I've never read any of his
Oh,
books.
Very good. Very good.
Apparently.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Sarah's read a lot. And my favourite one that he does is one where he goes and drives around America.
Oh,
and he
right.
talks about... The place that he used to go to as a kid, and I should have bought it yesterday. Oh, I'm shamed. It had one of his books. I can't remember which one it is. It was 13 CDs, and it was only a fiver.
Oh, really?
I might ask Doris to go and buy it, actually. In there's an excellent bookshop in Ripon, really cheap, really cheap, and he had a good audiobook section as well.
Nice.
And so, but anyway, what the point is you. Put the CDs onto the Mac,
uh-huh.
and then plug your iPad in,
right,
and drag the tracks from iTunes onto your iPad, and it it'll play it as a song, so it'll identify it as a song as opposed to a proper audio book.
Right.
I've bought 10 or 15 audio books.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But some of them are quite expensive. I think they're quite expensive for what they are. But to be honest, you might be paying just a couple of quid less. See, the reason why I like buying things off iTunes is you've always got it. You know, if you delete it off your phone or your iPad or the Mac,
uh-huh.
it's still saved in your iTunes yeah. account, so you can just download it again and again
oh,
and again and again.
Yeah.
So it's yeah.
I'll tell you the truth, I've given up reading because I can't see properly.
Really?
Yeah.